God, whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Pastor Billy Crone of the Niagara Frontier Baptist Church, and we're going to be talking about the final countdown. You know, if you look and see what's going on in the world today, so much of it just doesn't make sense. How could we be in this terrible situation we are financially, where people are losing their jobs, factories are shutting down, world trade is grinding to a stop, and how did we get here? What's the significance of what's going on? What's the significance of the move towards ever more government effort to monitor and control and watch and tag and put the American people in the expansion of RFID technology, with the idea that every animal in America will have to be tagged and every object will be tagged, and we're going to chip our dogs and cats and maybe even chip our people? Wouldn't that be an advantage? We could never take the wrong child home from the nursery. Elderly people who were confused, Alzheimer's disease, could be readily found. Wouldn't it be wonderful if government can control everything, or would it? Is there some sort of a common denominator behind the things that are going on today? Well, if you haven't seen Pastor Crone's series, The Final Countdown, we do carry it. We think it's an important support for you to understand, give you the information to understand from a biblical point of view what's going on today, because believe me, it was all prophesied thousands of years ago. And with that as a background, Pastor Crone, thanks very much for being with us again. Where are we today?
Well, thank you for having me again, Dr. Monteith. We are on the One World Religion. We dealt with the Jewish people, modern technology, worldwide upheaval, the rise of falsehood, the rise of wickedness, the rise of apostasy, and now we are on, again, the One World Religion. We didn't get to quite finish it last time. Mainly because, boy, there sure is a whole lot going on. And I appreciate, you know, with the what you were saying about, you know, none of this makes sense. And you know what? Again, that's why the whole premise we wanted to provide with this information on the final countdown is because you're right, none of it will make sense. But the good news is, in the midst of such adversity, amidst such confusion and hopelessness, there's hope. There is a God. He really does care, and he's given us a heads up 2,000 years ago of what to look for, so we don't have to be caught off guard. And that's what we simply did. We took 10 different things that the Bible tells us would happen when you're in the last days, and so that we can be prepared. And with this one, with the One World Religion, last time we kind of played the role of the Antichrist, because that's the text is in Revelation 13, that the whole world's going to worship him. I'll read that here in a second. And so we played the Antichrist role. Say, well, if you're going to be the Antichrist, how in the world are you going to get the whole world to worship you? And we saw that, you know, well, first of all, you'd have to get rid of any sense of right and wrong. And that's what we saw with the birth, or I should say the rebirth, of relativism. You know, whatever you believe is true to you, whatever I believe is true to me, et cetera, blah, 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 the new definition of tolerance. And that mode of thinking has been operating in our country for about 40 years, and that's about how long it took to bring the Grecian culture down when that rose to power. Two, you not only have to get rid of any sense of right and wrong, you need to get rid of those who won't go along. And that's where we left off last time with the rise of Christian persecution. You got to get rid of those people. You got to start the propaganda machines and make them into the new terrorists, the dangerous people who is preventing mankind's utopia from being birthed on the planet. And the third one, though, okay, well, if you're going to pull it off, then, well, you only got to do those first two. You got to get busy promoting the wrong. You got to get busy promoting this One world religion. Now, let me read you the text there just to set the pace. And that's exactly what the Bible says. Revelation 13 says the whole world, not a part of the world, the whole world was astonished and followed the beast, the Antichrist. Men worshiped the dragon, that's Satan, because he had given authority to the beast, the Antichrist, and they also worshiped the beast and said, who is like the beast? Who can make war against him? All the inhabitants of the earth, not just a slice of it, all the inhabitants of the earth will worship, says it a second time, the beast, the Antichrist, all whose names have not been written in the book of life belonging to the Lamb that was slain from the creation of the world. That's Jesus. And so here we see clearly the Bible says that there is going to come a date. Now, you've got to put it back in the context, too, when the Apostle John is writing this roughly 2,000 years ago, and he's doing his best to keep up, if you will, and trying to describe what he has seen from God, and as God gives us a warning. And I mean, you got to imagine what's going through his mind. He's going, how could one guy? I mean, there were Caesars who declared themselves to be God. That was part of the birth of the church, and many Christians were slaughtered for that. We're seeing that happen again today. But that was just, you know, in that part of the world in Western civilization. I mean, we're talking, though, on a truly global scale. China, Australia, United States, I mean, the whole world, okay, is going to be busy worshiping this Antichrist, okay? In fact, the scripture says it's going to be inspired by the dragon Satan. It's going to be a satanically inspired one-world religion. Could that really happen? And again, just as a side note here, this is why we put so many video clips in this series, because the information that we are sharing with you, it seems so obtuse, almost unbelievable. You'd be tempted to think you got it from JoeSchmo.com or WackyConspiracyGuy.org. And hey, listen, we worked very hard so you could see these actual people saying this stuff from their actual mouths. We're not making it up. And so, and we inserted that because people are going to say, come on, you Christians have been saying this forever. You know, give me a break. Okay, so what makes this time any different specifically with this one world religion? Well, hey, folks, it is happening faster than anything, especially since 9/11. That seemed to become some sort of a threshold to really start cramming this one world religion down our throats. And what they're doing, by what's called the interfaith movement. Okay, now, there's always code words in a lot of these people's with their agenda. When a lot of people used to, early on in the 90s, and they kept starting to say New World Order, people started to freak about that, so they just changed the term to global governance. And it's the same thing, of course, now they're just back on track with the New World Order. They're not even ashamed of it anymore, and that's pretty wild. But the same thing with this interfaith movement, okay? Anytime you see the word interfaith, interfaithism, you might as well supplant that in your head, one world religion, because that's what it is. Okay? And what this interfaith movement would have you and I believe, that we've got to get rid of any sense of one religion being superior over the other. Okay? And promoters of this movement would have you and I believe that all religions are valid pathways to God. On this series, we share the actual interview with former President Bush saying that exact same lie, that he was approached about with the Muslims and if their God was the same as the Christian God. And he says, you betcha. And he says, you know, they're different, but, you know, all paths kind of get you there. We share the actual interview. It's absolutely mind-boggling, folks, what's going on. And anyway, let's go to the break.
We'll be back in just a moment here with Pastor Billy Crone. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, everything is in place. We're living in the most exciting time in the world. Right back.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Sterling Diesel Service reminds us that safety on the job is job one. Knowledge of the job, sobriety, and awareness are qualities we all count on in our fellow employees and employers. Keep the workplace and job site safe for yourself, your coworkers, and the clientele you serve. This message was courtesy of the folks who care at Sterling Diesel Service. They say our area is a great place to live, work, shop, and raise our families, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's Sterling Diesel Service in Sterling, where they're always concerned for the safety and welfare of our community. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
Dr. Stan here. Our guest this morning, Pastor Billy Crone, and people say, why is this time different than other times? After all, you Christians have been talking for so many years, the end of the world is coming, but, you know, you go back 110 years, the primary means of transportation was the horse. I mean, the horse had been the primary means of transportation throughout all time, and yet, since in the last 110 years, we've gone from the horse to the car, to the plane, to the rocket, to, I mean, amazing things have happened at this time in history. And as, if you listen to Pastor Billy's sequence, you know, at no time in history have the Jews ever returned to the Holy Land until today. And that's, of course, the point number 10 he makes so well. The prophecies about the Jewish people have come to pass, and the prophecies on so many things have come to pass. And as far as the one world religion he's talking about this morning, never before has there been really such a drive all throughout the world for a one world religion. Never before would any American president get up and say, all paths lead to God. I mean, we worship the same God as the Muslims. I mean, after all, and the Bible is a lot of good stories, a lot of allegories, but when would an American president who professes to have been saved by Billy Graham, and I sat in the room very 10 feet away from him as he told me how he was saved by Billy Graham, and he was the evangelical Christian, and he knew all the words for Christianity, but he didn't believe one of them. Well, let's go right ahead with your story this morning, Pastor Billy, because I think it's so important people understand there is a move today towards a one religion, and that is an integral part of the effort, the one world order, the one world financial system, the one world currency, the one world religion. It's coming, ladies and gentlemen, and it's infiltrated both the Catholic and Protestant church, and we have true apostasy in both great branches of Christianity today. So you pick up the story.
Well, you know, and that really is at the heart of it. There's, you know, I think a lot of people, just even with dealing with what, a lot of the geopolitical events, recognize that we are truly headed quickly for a one-world government and a one-world economy. And it's almost like this religion one keeps getting left out, but they need to understand that's at the heart of it. That text that I read earlier was, it's the Antichrist. The ultimate goal of this system is worship. And when you look at Isaiah 14 and Ezekiel 28, are the two biblical accounts of the fall of Satan. Satan is just was an angel, a created being, who at one day, the scripture says, evil was found within him. He decided, you know, he wanted to be God. That's what the text says. I will be like God. I will rise to the Mount of Assembly. It's all about him. Satan wants worship. And so here you have the Antichrist, who literally is going to be at one point Satan incarnate, you know, truly an Antichrist, you know, Jesus being God in the flesh. And then so Satan's going to pop on the scene. And so it's going to the same thing. What's he going to want? He's not just going to want world government, world economy, world control. He's going to want world worship. And people, unfortunately, leave that out. And you're right, Dr. Monteith. Who would have ever thought, just even in the history of our nation, this is why this time is so radically different, and people need to desperately pay attention and wake up, and this is why we're trying to get this information out. Who would have thought in a quote-unquote supposed Christian nation that the president would blatantly make those statements that you just reiterated? We are living in some very perilous times, and it's a time to get motivated and make a difference while we can. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. You know, this whole premise of the interfaith movement, again, is on the issue that no one religion is superior over the other. Well, that right there called Jesus Christ a liar, because he himself said in John 14:6, he said, I am the way, the truth, the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Now, what do you do with that one? Okay, and so the whole outset of this is truly to take down Christianity. And the Bible says, are you kidding me? You can't. I mean, it's absolutely wild. And you might be thinking, people say, well, hey, listen, there's no way people are going to pull this off and create this one world religion. It just ain't going to work. Nobody's ever going to fall for this. But what people don't realize is it's not only going to be put into place, but it's already well on its way. In fact, it's been in the planning stages for a long time. In fact, I really think that, you know, as you say, you know, again, and that's the role that we play, the scoffer. Many people say, hey, Christians, what a bunch of wackos. There's no sign of one world religion. What makes this so different? Well, again, I really think that the enemy's done a slick job of the last even 50 years. And he, the enemy, yes, Satan, has allowed many false teachers to pop on the scene and to reportedly pick dates, which the scripture says you're not supposed to do. Only the Father knows the date. So anytime that somebody comes out and says it's going to happen such and such date, that's a false teacher. Okay, you don't predict dates. But because people have done that, okay, it has put a sour taste in people's mouths. And I really think that's been done deliberately of the enemy, of Satan, because that sets people up so that when the real time is about to be birthed on the scene, nobody's looking for it because of all the previous false prophecies. But what people need to realize, this thing's been in the planning stages for a long time. The enemy's working overtime. Let me give you just a create an outline of events to show you this is a planned thing being put into place. 1893, we had for the first time in human history, the first world parliament of religions was held. In 1930, we had the World Congress of Faith. Notice it's all on a truly global scale. 1948, of course, we saw the World Council of Churches. 1970, we had the World Conference of Religions for Peace. 1974, you had the Second World Conference. 79, you had the Third World Conference. 1984, the Fourth World Conference. Now, notice that the events are starting to escalate, and they're really going to escalate again at certain watershed events. Now, in 1986, this should have really been an eye-opener. You talked about, rightly so, Dr. Monteith, one of the signs that we brought up, the first one that we brought up was the Jewish people. And one of the biggest ways that people should know we are in the last days was the rebirth of the Jewish people in 1948. No people have ever come back, literally, if you will, from being decimated from the dead, yet they did. That's exactly what God said would happen. Okay, now, here's when it comes to the one world religion scene, people should have woke up and took some serious notice. But how many people even know this, what I'm about to share to you? In 1986, the Vatican called a meeting of all religions to come and pray for world peace. Here is the actual account of an eyewitness there. Listen to what he says. He says, specifically, the Vatican and the Roman Catholic Church Pope is currently leading the greatest ecumenical movement in history in order to unite all religions under Rome's leadership. In 1986, Pope John Paul II gathered in Assisi, Italy, the leaders of the world's major religions to pray for peace. There were snake worshippers, fire worshippers, spiritists, animists, Buddhists, Muslims, Hindus, North American witch doctors. He said, I watched in astonishment as they walked to the microphone to pray. The Pope said they were all praying to the same God and that their prayers were creating a spiritual energy that would bring about a new climate for peace. John Paul II allowed his good friend, the Dalai Lama, to put the Buddha on the altar in St. Peter's Church in Assisi and with his monks to have a Buddhist worship ceremony there while Shintoists chanted and rang their bells outside. The prophesied world religion, he said, is in the process of being formed before our very eyes. Now, by the way, on the Final Countdown series, we share that actual video clip. You can see this with your own eyes. We're not making it up. But that's just the beginning. 1989, you saw the Fifth World Conference for Religions for Peace. 1993 was the Second World Parliament of Religions. 1993, they came out with what's called the Declaration of Global Ethic. That's, if you will, a new set of commandments for the world to follow. Okay, 1994, you saw the Sixth World Conference of Religions for Peace. 1997, you had the charter was written, okay, in 2000 it was signed. I'll get to that in a second. A charter was written by the United Religions Organization. Now, if you're listening to this, I challenge you, if you don't think this stuff is happening, you simply go to this website, uri.org, Okay, that's the United Religions Initiative. Now, let me read to you the history of creating this initiative. Okay, the seed for URI was planted in 1993 when the United Nations invited William Swing, Episcopal Bishop of California, to host a interfaith, there's that phrase again, interfaith service in San Francisco. That night, now notice it was the United Nations, so you're seeing a blending of the global government with the global religion. That night, the bishop found him it hard to sleep, so he told himself, quote, if the nations of the world are working together for peace through the UN, then where are the religions of the world? And from this inspiration, a vision took shape to create an organization whereby people of diverse faiths and from all sectors of society would cooperate for peace and justice for all. From the first global summit in 1996 to the charter signing in 2000, URI engaged thousands of people from diverse religions, spiritual expressions, and indigenous traditions to create the URI Charter. Five global summits and numerous gatherings and consultations took place in different regions of the world. And the results of the process of the URI Charter, interfaith action projects over 70 countries, and an unprecedented network of cooperation circles and supporting members and affiliates dedicated to make the charter a lived reality, quote, all over the world. Now, when in mankind's history, you want to scoff? Hey, I used to be a big one, by the way, okay, until, you know, I began to look at the facts for myself, okay? You want to scoff? Name one time on the planet when the whole world was coming together under a one world religion charter with a United Religions initiative. Never. But it's happening right now before our very eyes. And like he said, in the year 2000, these people came together. The URI charter was signed by most of the world's religions. But then in 2001, you had the World Congress on the Preservation of Religious Diversity. 2002, you had a repeat. The Vatican once again calls for a meeting of all religions to come and pray for peace, to overcome conflict. 2002, you also had the first meeting of the World Council of Religions. 2003, you had the second World Peace Summit. 2004, you had the third World Peace Summit. 2004, the Pope says religions must unite for peace. 2005, the fourth World Peace Summit. 2005, you begin this one. It's very popular among teenagers. Global Day of Prayer unites diverse churches. 2006, you had the 8th World Conference of Religions for Peace. 2006, you had the World's Religions Unite Over Global Warming. I'll get to that hopefully in a second. 2006, you had the second day Global Day of Prayer. 2006, you also saw the Pope and the Dalai Lama herald peace between Catholics, Buddhists, and Hindus. 2006, the Pope praying in a mosque was deemed, quote, a new horizon in interfaith. That's your buzzword again. 2007, you had the 6th World Peace Summit. You also had the listen to this, 2007, Interfaith Council established for Jerusalem. Now they're getting involved in the action. And of course, that's where the Antichrist is going to set up his headquarters. This is absolutely amazing. 2007, you also had the 3rd Global Day of Prayer. You also had the World Council of Churches encouraging different religions to unify in diversity, which, by the way, is an oxymoron. 2008, you had the 7th World Peace Summit. And 2008, folks, not that long ago, okay, just a few months ago, the Pope meets with Jewish, Islamic, Buddhist, and Hindu leaders in Washington, right here in America. Now, you tell me, folks, if somebody is not serious about forming this one world religion. And this is what makes, again, this time so different. And this is what we're trying to do, get the information out. And again, don't take our word for it. Please check it out for yourself, okay? And be responsible with the information that's available if you're not too busy, frankly, doing what they've created you to do. Well, you know, an interesting thing that the Roman society, if anybody likes history, but the Roman society was masters of controlling the population. And the historical phrase that is out there that they used to control the populace while they did their stuff was called bread and circus, okay? And if you give the people bread, you give them circus, and they pretty much, you know, don't, you know, care who rules them and what they pretty much do. And modern-day bread and circus goes something like this. It's called the Joe Sixpack Syndrome, is what most Americans are concerned about. Hey, I don't care who rules me. You just make sure I got my football or my basketball, whatever sport you're into. Make sure I got my entertainment, okay? Give me some Hollywood, okay? You make sure that I can live up to this so-called American dream thing. Make sure that somehow the economy is going to work out okay, and I don't give a rip Okay, and that's where people are at today. Hey, we have been fatted up for the slaughter, folks, and it's time to get motivated. Now, the question is, well, how in the world are they pulling off this interfaith stuff? I mean, how have they got to this level this far in all sectors of society around the world? Well, there's three different ways. I don't know how many we'll get to them today, but we've traced it and watched how they've done it. It's called propaganda. It's teaching. Now, of course, they've done it through the media. They're doing it through the educational system. We dealt with that before. The public educational system is one of the greatest tools to, and these are from their quotes, folks, to use the educational system to prepare your children. In fact, they say they're not your children. They're their children, and they're preparing them for the new world order that they are creating.
Hey, hold up. We'll be back here in just a moment with Pastor Billy Crone right here at the American Freedom Network.
People who don't suffer from back pain have no idea how excruciatingly agonizing it can be. Sometimes there's no comfortable position. You can't stand, you can't sit, even lying down can be murder. Sometimes the problem is in the lower back, with shooting, stabbing pains jolting through the buttock and into the thigh. Or sometimes the pain is in the neck and upper back area. You can't turn your head without terrible pain. Pain that bad can wreck your life. Sometimes the pain is caused by an auto accident. Sometimes it's work-related. And sometimes horrible pain can start with something as ridiculous as a sneeze or just sleeping wrong. At Chiropractic Plus, they fix sore necks and backs. At Chiropractic Plus, they usually get impressive results after just one visit. If you're in pain now or know somebody in pain, call Chiropractic Plus at 303-254-8430. They make neck and back pain go away. Call 303-254-8430. They work with insurance companies. Chiropractic Plus, 303-254-8430.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stock, certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Article 6 of the Bill of Rights.
Not just Euros at 141 East 4th Street in Loveland takes this time to remind all drivers to drive carefully and cautiously. Drive as though your life depends upon it, because a child's life often does. When you take to the road, take along the three C's of safety: caution, courtesy, and above all, common sense. Remember, drivers don't drink and drive. Let's keep our children safe from harm. That's from Terry Madigan and her fine family and staff at Not Just Euros at 141 East 4th Street in Loveland. Call 663-9594. That's 663-9594.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and I guess this morning, Pastor Billy Crone, we're talking about the final countdown and the move towards world religion. Pastor, would you like to go ahead and get your website out there? So if people wanted to get in touch with you, we do carry your products, but if they wanted to get in touch with you, they'd know how to do it.
Sure, you can reach us a couple different ways. One, you can go through our main website, and that's NiagaraFrontierBible.com. That's NiagaraFrontierBible.com. Or do it probably the easiest way and just go Google my name, Billy Crone, C-R-O-N-E, and that'll take you where you need to go.
All right, very good. Well, why don't you pick up the story?
Well, you know, and again, where we left off is, well, how in the world are we going to pull this off? How have they gotten this far? How have they gotten in such a intertwined with all sectors of society, literally around the globe? Well, it's called propaganda. They've been using teaching. And a couple different ways that they've done that. They've done it through high-level personalities. They've done it through the promotion of paganism. And they've actually done it through the pulpits. And we'll see how far we can get on these. Let me deal first with the high-profile personalities. Okay, this is why once you realize the game plan that they're really working towards a one world religion, it starts opening your eyes and starts making sense of why in the world we see people, for instance, like media mogul Ted Turner, who, by the way, is paying for most of the cost of the World Peace Summit of Religious Leaders. Okay, now it starts making sense why he's making comments like this. Quote, "What disturbed me is that my religious Christian sect was very intolerant. We thought we were the only ones going to heaven." Now, I'm sorry, I just quoted earlier, that's exactly what Jesus said, John 14:6. I'm not making that up. So now he's calling Jesus intolerant. Excuse me, and he's supposed to be a Christian? I don't think so. And by the way, I wonder if he's hoping to create the global news network. And you know, I joked about that, Dr. Monteith, for years, and just 2 weeks ago an article came out that the global elite is now working at promoting a global media to, quote, educate global citizens. Can you believe that? Absolutely amazing. But he's not the only one, Ted Turner. You got other people traipsing around the planet, like Tony Blair. Now, you can, please, I challenge you to go check this out. After he stepped out of office, he went out and formed what's called, not the Tony Blair Foundation, he formed what's called the Tony Blair Faith Foundation. Here's the first line. You can read it for yourself on their website, the first line of their mission statement. The Tony Blair Faith Foundation aims to promote respect and understanding about the world's major religions and to show how faith is a powerful force for good in the modern world. He said he's devoting the rest of his time on Earth to help unite the world's religions. In fact, let me read to you. He recently just... a couple weeks ago, he addressed Obama's first annual National Prayer Breakfast. Now, notice this is supposed to be a Christian nation. Of course, that's a misnomer right there. But that's what some people still want to hold on to. Here's what he said. I'm going to read you a few excerpts from the National Prayer Breakfast, okay, here in the United States. He says, quote, "Today, religion is under attack, without and from within. From within, it is corroded by extremists who use their faith as a means of excluding the other." You know what he just said? If you're a Christian, if you believe in John 14:6, if you believe in the statement that Jesus himself said, "I am the way, the truth, the life, no one comes to the Father except by me," you're an extremist. You are a detriment to the world's faith out there. That's what he said. He says, I am what I am in opposition to you. He says, if you believe that, he says, you know, there's something wrong with you. You're an extremist. You know, he says, these people say stuff like this. If you do not believe as I believe, you are a lesser human being. Hey, listen, I didn't say that. Jesus is the one who's making up the rules. But do you see how people are being set up? This was at a national prayer breakfast in the United States. In the United States, Christians are the extremists, the criminals. Okay? He said, quote, "I remember my first spiritual awakening. I was 10 years old. That day, my father, at the young age of 40, had suffered a serious stroke. His life hung in the balance. My mother, to keep some sense of normality in the crisis, sent me to school. My teacher knelt and prayed with me. Now, my father was a militant atheist. Before we prayed, I thought I should confess this. I'm afraid my father doesn't believe in God," I said. And the teacher replied, "Well, that doesn't matter. God believes in him, and he loves him without demanding or needing love in return." Excuse me? And then he starts getting one world religion at the national prayer breakfast. He starts quoting different religions and trying to tie them all together. He says, quote, "As the Quran states, if anyone saves a person, it will be as if he saved the whole of humanity." He said, "Faith is not discovered in acting according to ritual, but acting according to God's will, and God's will is love." He said, "We also talk of the Hindu, living beyond the reach of eye and mind, or the words of Buddha. After practicing enlightenment, you must go back to practice compassion, or the Sikh scripture, God's bounties are common to all. It is we who have created divisions. Each faith," he says, "has its beliefs. Yet, at a certain point, each is a communion with the other. The global community, it takes a village, as someone once coined it, is upon us. This is a direct quote from him, guys. Into it steps religious faith. If faith becomes the property of extremists, it will originate discord. But if, by contrast, different faiths can reach out and have knowledge of one another, then instead of being reactionary, religious faith can be a force for progress. Yeah, progress for what? For the one world religion. He said, the foundation which bears my name, and which I began less than a year ago, is dedicated to achieving understanding, action, and reconciliation between the different faiths for the common good. Bringing the faith communities together fulfills an objective important to us all. Yeah, and also important to the Antichrist. Believers and non-believers alike, he said. He says, I believe restoring religious faith to its rightful place as the guide to our world and its future is itself of essence. Now, folks, that was at the national, it just happened a few weeks ago, national prayer breakfast here in the United States. You tell me that we are not moving towards a one world religion. But he's not the only high profile guy out there that's promoting it. So is Al Gore. When you understand this push for a one world religion, now you understand why he's making statements like this. Listen to what he said. He says, quote, the richness and diversity of our religious tradition throughout history is a spiritual resource long ignored by people of faith, who are often afraid to open their minds to teachings first offered outside their own system of belief. But the emergence of a civilization in which knowledge moves freely and almost instantaneously through the world has spurred a new investigation of the wisdom distilled by all faiths. This pan-religious, that's all religion, this pan-religious perspective may prove especially important where our global civilization's responsibility for the earth is concerned. In other words, we all got to come together to create this one world religion. We'll get to the reason why maybe here in a second. But they're not the only one. So is Oprah Winfrey. And we share, again, actual video clips. She was called on the carpet in one of her programs when Oprah was quoted as saying that basically all religions kind of get you there. You know, it's all of the same light. And this Christian lady stands up in the audience. We got the actual video. We show you. And she rebukes Oprah. And Oprah says, what do you mean that Jesus is the only way? He is not the only way. You will see it with your own eyes. Okay? But most people don't know Oprah is going around traipsing to be a Christian, but she's not. She's a New Ager. One guy says she's the most dangerous woman on the planet from a Christian perspective because she's out there duping people, even Christians, with her false teachings. Okay? Let me share with you an article that shows some of the things that she is teaching. Now listen, you're thinking Oprah Winfrey, she's just, you know, telling about, you know, poor families and crisis and social issues. Are you kidding me? She's one of the biggest promoters of the one world religion.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here with Pastor Billy Cook.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343. Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Your brother has it, your coworkers have it, and your friends have it. You need to get your concealed weapons permit, too. Go to www.theshootingschool.org and sign up now for the NRA basic pistol class to get your Colorado concealed carry permit. Unlike most instructors, we provide you with enough certificates to renew your carry permit for 10 years. Visit theshootingschool.org now to register or call Senior Instructor Dennis Young at 303-478-8121. That's Dennis Young at 303-478-8121. www.theshootingschool.org. Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to join them as they celebrate Passover 2009 in Messiah Yeshua. He brought us out to bring us in.
Festivities begin Wednesday, April the 8th at 6 p.m. at the Ramada Plaza, 10 East 120th Avenue in Northland. Beth Messiah Band, Mishpacha Family Praise Dance, and the Intercourt Dancers will be there. Deadline for reservations, March the 25th, so call now, 1-800-205-6245, and get your reservations for Passover 2009 and Chag Sameach.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, our final segment here with Pastor Crone, and go right ahead.
Well, yeah, you know, we left off with another high-profile personality that's promoting this one world religion, and that was Oprah Winfrey. I heard one guy joke one time, says, Oprah Wan Kenobi. And the reason being is because she's a big, huge promoter of the New Age. And let me just share with you some of the stuff that she is teaching. And again, this, you'd think she'd just stick to social issues and things of that nature and celebrity interviews and all that common stuff. No. She's using her platform. I believe it's a 50 million people viewing audience. Using her platform to promote a one-world religion belief system. Here's what it says. Oprah Winfrey will be letting out all the stops on her XM satellite radio program, Oprah and Friends, and they will offer a year-long, they've already been doing it, they did it all last year, offer a year-long course in the New Age teachings, A Course in Miracles. A lesson a day throughout the year will completely cover the 365 lessons from the Course in Miracles workbook. Now, let's take a look at some of what these lessons are that she is teaching using her influence. Let's take a look. Lesson 29, let me just give you a couple examples, asks you to go through your day affirming that God is in everything I see. Really? Lesson number 61 says, tells each person to repeat this affirmation, I am the light of the world. No, Jesus is. That's what he said. Okay? Lesson number 70. Oh, by the way, listen to this one. Number 70 says, teaches the student to say and believe, quote, my salvation comes from me. Oprah's promoting this stuff? And she's supposed to be a Christian? And in those two statements saying that I am the light of the world, not Jesus, and my salvation comes from me, not Jesus, how can you say that you're a Christian? And basically, in those two statements, call everything the core of Christianity and Jesus Christ a liar. This is wild. And by the end of the year, Open Friends listeners will have completed all the lessons laid out in the Course in Miracles workbook. Those who finish the course will have a wholly redefined spiritual mindset. Yes, slightly. A New Age worldview that includes the belief that there is no sin, there is no evil, there is no devil, and that God is in everyone and everything. A Course in Miracles teaches its students to rethink everything they believe about God and life. A Course workbook bluntly states, quote, this is a course of mind training, and it's dedicated to thought reversal. And the whole premise, if people don't realize, A Course in Miracles sounds wonderful. It's supposedly a new revelation, literally, from Jesus. It's crazy, which again, if it really supposedly is from Jesus, then everything he taught in the past, apparently he lied the first time, so how are you supposed to trust him the second time? And it's just ludicrous. But it's supposedly a new revelation from Jesus to help humanity work through these troubled times. And of course, this new Jesus bears no resemblance to the Bible's Jesus. Okay. And what happened is, people don't realize, is this was, the Course in Miracles was delivered by channeling, okay, which is demonic control, in 1965 to a Columbia University professor named Helen Schuchman. Okay, one day Helen Schuchman heard a, quote, inner voice stating, this is A Course in Miracles. Please take notes. She kept hearing that voice over and over again. Okay, for 7 years she diligently took spiritual dictation from this inner voice that described himself as Jesus. And A Course in Miracles was published in 1975 by the Foundation for Inner Peace. And it's a cult classic in the New Age. I got saved out of the New Age, okay? And Oprah is now teaching that. Now, let me give you some quotes from this new Jesus. This is supposed to be Jesus in the Course of Miracles. This time around, this new Jesus is saying there is no sin, that a slain Christ has no meaning. The journey to the cross should be the last useless journey. Do not make the pathetic error of clinging to the old rugged cross. The name of Jesus Christ is as such but a symbol. It is a symbol that is safely used as a replacement for the many names of all the gods to which you pray. God is in everything I see. The recognition of God is the recognition of yourself. The oneness of the Creator and the creation is your wholeness, your sanity, and your limitless power. And the atonement is the final lesson that man needs to learn, for it teaches him that never having sinned, you don't need anyone to save you. Now, that is one of the biggest lies coming down the pike.
Well, it's unfortunate, but an awful lot of people are taken in by Ofer. She looks like she's just such a nice person, and yet, of course, she's teaching blasphemy. And her purpose there, and the reason that she's so well rewarded, is because she's destroying the faith of the Christians of this nation.
Yeah. Well, you know, the twisted irony here is you read in the Old Testament, the Esther, and the classic phrase for Christians should recognize this statement. The classic phrase that's used there, that she was challenged by her uncle when the Haman was threatening to kill the Jewish people, and she became the queen of the empire. And the classic phrase says, you know, how do you know? He challenged her. How do you know that you were God didn't raise you up in such a position for such a time as this? Okay, I really think we're seeing the flip side with Oprah. We're seeing a flip side of that Old Testament reality that I think the enemy, Satan, has raised up Oprah and given her this platform on purpose. Why? For such a time as this. Because he's going to use her to promote this one world religion that really is coming down the pike. And, well, you know, what's interesting is we're just taking a look at this. You know, we don't have time to get the other two big ones. But I think, you know, if you just take a look at the facts of what we're sharing, hey, this is stuff that's happening right now. It's never happened before in the history of mankind, and I don't know about you, but it really appears to me this is a time to wake up. We are really headed for one world religion. Okay, now what's really interesting is how all of this is striking familiar to what the occult says is going to take place before the Antichrist rises on the scene. For instance, they believe out of the occult, okay, that once the world's religions unite and come together, and they're expecting it very soon, folks, they believe that a religious leader will be chosen to be the Earth's religious spokesman and will then encourage all the people of the world to accept a new world leader who will suddenly appear on the scene. And that sounds exactly like the rise of not just the Antichrist, but of the false prophet that the Bible warns about, who is going to be used of Satan to convince the world to worship the Antichrist. This is Revelation 13 again. It says, "Then I saw another beast come up out of the earth. He had two horns like those of a lamb, and he spoke with the voice of a dragon. He exercised all authority of the first beast, and he required all the earth and those who belong to this world to worship the first beast, whose wound had been healed. He did astounding miracles, such as making fire flash down to earth from heaven while everyone was watching. And with all the miracles he was allowed to perform on behalf of the first beast, the Antichrist, he deceived all the people who belonged to the world. He ordered the people of the world to make a great statue of the first beast, who had fatally wounded and came back to life. And he was permitted to give life to the statue so that it could speak. Then the statue commanded that everyone who refused to worship it must die." As we saw last time, probably the means of which that people are going to die is going to be beheading. And that's exactly what we see on the planet today.
Well, we're out of time. We'll look forward to having you back in the not too distant future. God bless you. Thanks so much.
God bless you. Thank you, Dr. Monteith.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
S&S Repair in Sterling reminds our listeners, safe driving isn't child's play. Safety behind the wheel starts with you, and part of that means not talking on your cell phone or only using a hands-free device while driving. That's from S&S Repair, where service is more than a word, it's a fact. A fact based on automotive expertise, backed by the right equipment and proven by customers who won't trust their cars to anyone else. Located at 115 Broadway Street in Sterling. Call Ken at 970-526-2668. Specializing in electrical and auto service and general auto repair.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13. Worship and warfare, holy places and in his hands. 3 praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoyed Pastor Billy Crone. We're moving into very, very difficult times. I don't know, I just want to briefly comment on the 60-minute program last night. As always, 60 Minutes, of course, is using their base there for the propaganda for the New World Order. And, of course, last night they were talking about the drug wars in Mexico and how all these weapons, so many of the weapons that were being used by the people to kill the police were coming from American gun shows. And then they show pictures of automatic weapons. And, you know, then they're talking about American gun shows. We've got to clamp down on the guns coming from America that are destroying Mexico. Ladies and gentlemen, we installed a corrupt government in that country 70 years ago, 80 years ago. We have a wonderful book called No God Next Door about how the Masons in this country destroyed the existing government there, and we installed a totally corrupt government. Of course, the drug war going on there, the major source of drugs in the world is the American Central Intelligence Agency. And if you doubt that, you need to get the book. We have, I think, still have used copies of it, The Boys We Left Behind, or The Men We Left Behind. And then our 4-tape set on Is There Really a War on Drugs? And, of course, the CIA is the major pusher of drugs. If we weren't involved in the drug trade, why is it that the Taliban in Afghanistan were able to pretty well stop the heroin traffic, but now that the Americans are there, the poppy fields are producing more drugs than ever before? But you need to get Monica Stevenson's book, Kiss the Boys Goodbye, or my interviews with her in our tape sets of the Men We Left Behind, or One Man Returned. Those two tape sets each contain interview with Monica Jensen Stevenson, where she talks about the drug trafficking in Vietnam. Of course, that's the reason she lost her job with CBS. She was on 60 Minutes, a producer for them. But you see, we can never allow the American people to realize that the major drugs are coming from through the CIA, which is the major purveyor of drugs throughout the world, and everybody else in the world knows it. But you can go up on the internet; there's so many references to it there. But you're never going to see it mentioned in the American media. And we do not need more gun laws in America, because you can't buy automatic weapons at gun shows, and CBS knows that. They simply hope that you won't know that, and you're going to go along with the idea we just got to have more and more and more gun control, because that's how we're going to have a dictatorship here in America, and we're moving there very, very rapidly. If you'd like to get Pastor Crone's series, the Final Countdown, we do carry it. It comes in two sets, part one, part two, each with 5 DVDs in it. We carry his lectures on creation and then on RFID. We'll be carrying some of his other DVDs as well. We think they're important. And you need to understand the spiritual implications of what's going on today. Now, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. It is a primer on everything going on. Then, of course, you need to get my talk on the Forbidden Secret and the syllabus goes with that, the planned police state and the syllabus goes with that, and certainly our material on the concentration camps, and you can get the concentration camp special with the DVD, with the 4-tape set, and with the other material that goes with that. You'll get the amazing clips where you'll actually see the congressman talking about the fact that there is a plan, in case of a national emergency, to suspend the Constitution, to round up American citizens, and put them in concentration camp. That's a concentration camp special. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in real trouble as a nation because we've turned against God. Please remember our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. This America is under attack. from within today. Until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.